Surely there is a growing argument that you should actually put all these things together into one company.
I mean, it is tricky because Tesla is a publicly traded company, and the investor base of Tesla and SpaceX and certainly Boring Company and Neuralink are quite different. And it's not that easy to sort of combine these things. The overhead associated with a public company is high. So, as a public company, you're just constantly sued. It does occupy like a fair bit of, time and effort to deal with these things.
Right.
Making life multiplanetary is outside of the normal time horizon of Wall Street right. analysts, to say the least.
I think.
Hey, it's Dave. So in a recent interview with Chris Anderson from TED, Elon Musk shared how it's really difficult to bring together Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and Boring Company into one holding company. Yet we get news today that Elon has formed three holding companies. So what's going on here? All right. So what is X Holding? So in order to get some background, there's a tweet I posted on December 2020. And I basically say I propose Elon Musk to form a holding company called X. And X's mission would be to ensure human survival and progress. X will become a parent company to Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and Boring Company. Elon, what do you think? I go on to explain it further. And I say that each company will have its own specific vision, but the bigger vision of the X holding company would be to ensure human survival and progress. I say that this move is focused on creating the structure for Elon to be able to continue to make big bets for humanity and have the time to manage them. The mission of X Holding Company is to ensure human survival and progress is a big idea, and I think big enough to hold all of Elon's ideas and ventures for his lifetime. So back in December 2020, Elon said it was a good idea, and then he revisited the thread on December 2021, about a year later, with this puzzled kind of thinking about it emoji. And then we get news from Bloomberg today saying that Elon Musk has formed actually holding companies, or three of them, called X Holdings. And so what is kind of this news here? So first, Elon Musk has formed three holding companies in Delaware this week. Each company is a variation of X Holdings, and one of the entities will be used to hold money to fund the purchase of Twitter shares in a tender offer. So why would Elon make kind of three X Holding right companies? Could it be an entity to hold Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and Boring Company altogether? Or is it just for Twitter? But then why have three entities? Could it be possible that the entities could hold, let's say, other ventures like a university or other projects from Elon? All right, so here are my thoughts here. I think the main purpose of these X holding companies are actually to create an entity to hold Twitter. So Elon is probably planning to do a tender offer, buy Twitter shares from existing shareholders. He'll bring them into, let's say, this entity, merge it together with Twitter, right? And eventually take Twitter private if everything works out to Elon's plan. I also think the secondary purpose is probably for other new projects. I have a hunch he's probably working on a university. He probably has some other ideas as well. I do think it's a low possibility that these X holding companies will include Tesla and SpaceX and his other companies. And there are several reasons for this. First, I think it's unlikely Tesla will ever merge into an X holding company with Elon's other companies. First and foremost, I think most institutional Tesla investors, they aren't keen on getting this outsized non-Tesla exposure, right? Lots of institutional investors, they look at SpaceX as very risky, as unprofitable, maybe never being profitable. They don't really like, let's say, Neuralink or Boring Company as well. And so a lot of these investors would be, I think, very against, right, an X holding company. Further, Elon holds less than 20% of Tesla. Tesla is doing well as a company in its current structure. And then SpaceX also is doing well as a private company, right? Not too many distractions. They're able to focus on what they need to focus on. So overall, I think it makes most sense for Elon to keep Tesla and SpaceX separate, like just as is. And I think Elon will IPO Starlink out of SpaceX in the next couple of years. Further, I think Twitter would become his third largest company, or fourth, depending on how big Starlink gets when it goes IPO. I think Elon would keep probably Twitter private until he finishes the changes that he needs to. And there's always the possibility of putting, let's say, Twitter in a holding company with other entities like Neuralink or Boring Company. All right, so here's a what if kind of thought exercise. So what if Tesla's multi-trillion dollar market cap company, let's say in the future, even a trillion plus right now, SpaceX already probably $100 or $200 billion market cap, but what if it's a multi-hundred billion dollar market cap in the future? Twitter, let's say hypothetically reaches $100 billion market cap right now, it's like 40-something. Starlink, let's say it reaches $100 billion market cap as well. Then this would, and assuming that Elon actually is able to acquire Twitter, then Elon would be in charge of four separate companies, each with over $100 billion in market cap valuation. Like, this is insane. Then if you add Neuralink and Boring Company, right now they're probably, you know, worth $5 billion, max $10 billion. But if they eventually reach $100 billion, that would put Elon in charge of six companies with market caps over $100 billion, which is, yeah, completely crazy. Obviously, I think there are some challenges with Elon running so many companies. The guy has the same amount of hours in a day as me or you. So he's got limited time for an unending amount of demands that his companies have. The idea would be for Elon to initially drive changes and innovation, but then hand off things to capable leaders under him. For example, he might lead major changes at Twitter initially, let's say if he acquires the company, maybe for the first year or so. And then after that, he would take more of a backseat and just make sure the ship is going in the right direction. I do think, though, what we're seeing here is unprecedented in some ways. It's one thing for a person to run $2 billion companies, right? Or two $10 billion companies. But four or more $100 billion companies really is just mind-blowing. It's crazy because typically the older you are and the more money you have, you tend to take things easier, right? You go on more vacations, you have fun and relax. But for Elon, it seems like he's looking at things differently, probably looking back from a historic point of view. And he's seeing that he's got limited amount of time to live, and he wants to make the most of it by trying to make the future for humanity better. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.